In the remake for Dawn of the Dead, Ty Burrell, the dad from Modern Family, is in this film, and it was one of his first major movies. But did you know that he has at least 5 bodies hidden in his basement?
No.
Yeah, no, like legit, he's like a serial killer.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know this. It's like a big rumor in Hollywood, I swear.
Really?
Yeah.
You're messing with me.
Dude, I wouldn't lie to you.
Yes, you
would. Welcome to They Live for Horror podcast. I am your host, Jared. Sitting next to me, my longtime friend, movie history buff,
Tom.
And we are not here to disparage the good name of Ty Burrell. I don't even know why you brought that up. And this is the They Live for Horror podcast. Today, we're going to talk about Zack Snyder's 2004 remake of Dawn of the Dead, right after he just dropped Army of the Dead on Netflix. Have you seen that one?
Nope.
Dude, you got it. It's pretty good.
Is it?
It's got a lot of, like, what, you know, it's not great. I'll give you that. It's a little too long. There's a lot of plot points that don't make sense.
Mm.
There's a lot of stuff in that movie that bears having to watch again that I'm going to try to figure out, especially after seeing some fan theories on it and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Dave Bautista's, like, really good in it.
Okay.
But anyways, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about his first zombie movie, the 2004 remake of the 1978 George A. Romero classic, Dawn of the Dead. This movie stars Vin Rames, who, by the way, demanded. When he found out this movie was being made, this was one of his favorite movies.
Yeah, it has to be.
So he demanded to be in this movie. He tracked the producers down, told them. And by the way, if Vin Rames asked me to do anything and he demanded it,
mm-hmm,
I would have to do it, right?
Yep, pretty much.
Even if he was like, you know, we're going to get into a fist fight and fight children and probably end up in prison, I'd be like, well, I got to do it because it's Vin Rames.
Him with the shotgun is just, it's just right.
Yes. Also stars Sarah Pauli, Mekhi Phifer, and of course, like I said earlier, serial killer Ty Burrell.
Damn it.
And several others that you'll either recognize or not recognize. And like I said, it was written and directed by Zack Snyder, who goes on to be one of the most controversial, either loved or hated directors of the last like 20 years, like, mm-hmm, legitimately.
Yeah.
The budget of this movie was $26 million. The box office was $56 million. So it made a pretty healthy profit.
Yeah.
What was your first impression the first time you saw the remake of Dawn of the Dead?
Holy effing shit.
I've seen this movie legitimately 50 times with my life. Okay. We love this movie. This is like right in that like comfort zone movie. Like I said, this with like The Void or the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Mm-hmm. It's one of those movies I just like, it's like a warm blanket. I just put it on. So Zack Snyder does, like with all of his movies, he picks the music for this movie. And the first thing I want to talk about was how amazing the opening credit scenes for this movie is.
Okay.
So it jumps into it, much like The Void. I love a horror movie that gives me a little taste, and then you can bring me out of it. I don't need 45 minutes of plot points and character development until we get to the action. This movie starts with a little girl eating somebody's face, and they, like, literally in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
She bites the dude's neck. There's blood everywhere. Sarah Pauli, the nurse, is trying to stop the blood. And she's trying to call 911. And guess what? Can't get through. Most people don't even think about that. Like, if shit hits the fan, man, 911 doesn't work. They found that in Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
Just clog up the phone lines and it just doesn't work. She gets out. She gets in her car. She car crashes. And all of a sudden you hear that Johnny Cash, the man, comes around. As video footage from like the news plays, they show real life car crashes, people getting beat to death, and all to the tune of like those tones of Johnny Cash talking about the end of the world, man. You know, Gabriel's trumpet. You all deserve this. But one of the best opening 10 minutes.
When the man comes around.
Yeah, terrible Johnny Cash impression.
That was Johnny Cash.
There's a man going around taking names. And he decides who lives and who to blame.
Yeah.
You won't be all treated all the same. Such a great movie. Or such a great fucking opening scene. Like most movies, though, like I was saying, Zack Snyder picked all of the music for this movie.
Oh.
That's why Richard Cheese's version of Down with the Sickness is on here.
Okay.
Come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up. Come on, get down with the sickness. He uses Richard Cheese again as like a throwback in Army of the Dead.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. So Zack Snyder just, you know, he puts those little nuggets in there. Like I said, you either like him or you don't. Several instances in this movie where they call back to the original. They used several zombie designs from the original, including using actual amputees to play zombies who had missing limbs. Wow. So I have one issue with this movie where it's separate.
Amputee must have only one leg or one arm or both.
That would, yeah. Could you, yeah, I guess that is a good, like, call, casting call, looking for...
Do you have one arm? We need you.
Why is the Ultimate Warrior asking the casting call? I need the Ultimate Amputee. So, the, God damn it, man. There's actually a piece of trivia in this. Two different, this is back when MTV had VJs. Two different MTV VJs were used in the making of this movie. Oh. But anyways, I'm going to get back to my point I was going to try to make. In the past, all of George A. Romero's zombies, they could be smart, but they were never fast.
Mm-hmm.
In this movie, there are running zombies. Mm-hmm. What are your feelings on fast zombies? Here's what I think.
Okay.
You're fast at first when you turn.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to start to decay. That's when you slow down. Right?
Okay.
It makes sense, right?
I can follow that.
Yeah, but like in this movie, I guess we don't get enough time to see if they're actually going to decay or not.
True. Yeah.
So in this movie, the original point of Dawn of the Dead was consumer...
Because it's their dawn.
Well, it is a follow-up of Night of the Living Dead. But it's also a social commentary on this was when malls started to become a thing. In 1978, strip malls took over the country and it became this big deal. And George A. Romero just saw it as mindless consumerism, capitalism run amok, and it's ruining small businesses and small town America was being destroyed by malls. That's why Dawn of the Dead was set in a mall.
Okay.
This is social commentary. That social commentary is just stripped away in this movie. There is no call to the fact that they're in a, you know, they're all mindless creatures in a fucking shopping mall.
Mm-hmm.
Forget that. Zack Snyder takes that part away because it's really not the lexicon anymore. In 2004, it's almost like malls aren't even really like as popular as they once were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, go to your local mall now. Just kidding. You probably can't. Everybody's just buying shit off Amazon. But yeah, so... But yes, this movie does take place entirely in a shopping mall. My favorite character is the mall security guard. It's my wife and I's favorite character. Excuse me. Played by... Michael Kelly, it's CJ. And he's got my favorite line, my wife's favorite line in the entire movie is fucking nursery school. Says that anytime he's got to deal with these people. favorite cameo in the entire movie was, holy crap, I'm blanking on his name. Tom Savini, excuse me. Tom Savini plays the sheriff.
Okay.
He's the guy who goes, shoot him in the head. You got to shoot him in the head. It's the only thing that puts him down. Tom Savini was the special effects artist on the original Dawn of the Dead.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there are several callbacks, to the original Dawn of the Dead. The same guy who was in, you know, the guy who goes, chicken fucker in Devil's Rejects? Calling him a chicken fucker? He's in this, he was in the original Dawn of the Dead.
You gonna put your dick in it, cut its head off, make it go, ah? You call me a chicken fucker, motherfucker?
Yeah, in this movie he plays the...
No, I'm saying he looks like... Chicken poker.
We are definitely going to have to do a Devil's Rejects movie. But yeah, it was played by Ken Forey. In this movie, he's the televangelist, and he says like the most famous line from the original movie.
Oh, cool.
When there is no more room in hell, the dead shall walk the earth.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he pops up. Great, fantastic cameo there. This movie, chock full of amazing special effects. Just fantastic. Need it. The practical special effects. Zack Snyder does a really good job of blending CGI and practical special effects. Mm-hmm. Hey, those zombie scenes where there are thousands of zombies, there's a lot of real zombies sprinkled in mixed with CGI zombies.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow,
it's really a great work, especially for 2004 when that was not an easy feat to pull off. So
I gotta say, best horde in the movie biz, best horde.
Definitely. If you like that, the horde in Army of the Dead.
Oh, really?
More, even.
Oh, yep. Shit.
And there's different types. It's really fucking... It's an interesting take on the zombie movie. Like I said, it's like 40 minutes too long. Because there's an entire plot point, not to spoil it, but there's an entire plot line that does nothing for the movie that takes up a legitimate 30 minutes of the movie.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, well, you know, maybe you're just not into it. No, no, it's the chief complaint I found online is, what the fuck? Why is this a story point in this movie? Because it takes 30 minutes of the movie. If you just took it out, nothing would change about the movie.
Really?
Absolutely nothing. There's no character development. There's nothing. There's nothing that matters. Okay, you know what? We're not talking about Army of the Dead. I'm sorry. I'm just upset. I would have loved that movie to be great because I love this one so much. Categories, most what the fuck moment. We'll go to you.
Oh, man. That's tough. Probably just the little girl eating the face at the beginning.
It definitely jumps you into it, like, immediately. Like, punches you in the face.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. I like, I would say, it's tough to say for me because there's a couple, but for me, it's got to be when the little girl, you're right, bites him in the neck, and then the runner-up would be finding out that the main character, one of the main characters was bit on the way out, and he had hidden it for a while, and it bums me out.
Oh,
it's such a cool character. I'm like, the reveal of him not getting on the boat with him, just, it's heartbreaking, man. He's like my favorite character.
Yeah.
Next to CJ. And then CJ blowing himself up to save everybody. Fucking nursery school. But yeah, there's a lot of like really cool what the fuck moments in this movie. There's a definite what the fuck just like special feature. If anybody wants to go and buy the director's cut DVD, do you remember the guy who owned Andy's gun shop? He was on top of the gun store shooting the zombies and they were waving and he was friends with Vin Rames.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a special vignette with just him and what he goes through in Andy's gun store. He's got a little camera set up. You find out he's a dad. You find out that he's missing his daughter. He's got a little fish, and you watch him. You literally watch him slowly starve to death.
Oh.
In that vignette. It's tough to watch, though. It's like a 20 to 30 minute watch. You might be able to find it on YouTube. The other one that I totally almost forgot is the baby. The baby zombie. Zack Snyder has an obsession with baby zombies because there's also an attempt at one in Army of the Dead. Not a big spoiler there. The Rotten Tomatoes score for this, 76% with critics, 77% with audiences, which makes it one of the highest rated movies we've done on this podcast. And it's one of the highest rated remakes you're probably ever going to see. So
that's true.
Because remakes typically aren't great. It was this one and I think Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the first remake in the early 2000s. That one's really good.
Oh, yeah.
I think you and I maybe even went and saw that in theaters together. Did this movie actually scare you? In terms of, like, jump scares, yeah.
Yeah, there's jump scares.
But it's hard to scare me with
zombie movies don't scare me.
No, they don't really scare me either. Yeah. Like, but there's definitely some jump scares in this movie, and if you're squeamish, you're not going to like this movie.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, if you're into, like, if you're not into, like, body horror or, like, really fat ladies being brought in on wheelbarrows, this movie will scare you. Who stole the show? I'm going with CJ. It's got to be CJ in my book.
Just that shotgun that Vin Rames totes around steals the show for me.
Vin Rames.
Nope.
Who's great. Yeah, it's him or for me, it's Michael Kelly as CJ or Ty Burrell as Steve. Sorry, serial killer Ty Burrell as Steve.
Are you trying to get me to take my phone out? I don't know where it is.
Yeah, definitely. He's a killer.
Too stoned for this right now.
Best killer. Or best kill. Best killer would have been Tony Burrell, am I right? Best kill.
I say CJ giving himself up.
Yeah, that was really good. Or when they throw the propane tank and the big giant zombie catches it. The big muscle-bound guy and CJ shoots that.
Yeah.
Honorable mentions go to the broken croquet bat through the skull of the janitor is a cool kill. I liked watching Andy shoot celebrities. Tell him to shoot Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds, too. Or Rosie O'Donnell. Too easy. Great foreshadowing in that scene, by the way, when Sir Paulie's character goes, "You guys are pretty sick, huh? Pretty twisted in the head." And he goes, and then Ty Burrell's character looks at her and goes, "I'll tell you what, if I ever become one of those things, fucking shoot me in the head." And then later in the movie, she shoots him in the head. what role would you have Sid Haig play?
Vin Rames.
Yeah, yeah. Is he...
Even if he was old, I'd still down.
Yeah. Yeah, because him and Vin Rames are probably close-ish in age.
Yeah.
He could have played the televangelist on the TV really well. Now, when there's no more room in the hell, you know? Yeah, I could see that. I could see him being one of the older guys from the church.
Mm-hmm.
Or come in that second group. He could easily be that. Or the dad who got bit. Who they end up shooting and then finding out that it's the bite that changes you.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Could you remake this? I mean, it's a remake.
It's a remake.
Could it be made into...
I'd like to see it as a series,
maybe? I was about to say, a 10-episode series on Hulu or Amazon Prime.
You can't drag it out.
Yeah, you gotta be... I've always thought...
6 episodes.
I've always thought a zombie anthology series,
mm-hmm.
where it's one season is one group of survivors. That way, you never know.
Mm.
Like, everybody on this show could die this season. Every last one. It's like, that was the big thing about Walking Dead, was like, I mean, after season one, that thing goes boring as shit for about 2 seasons because they're just hanging out on a fucking farm.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get that luxury if you're an anthology series that has to get through 6 to 10 episodes of one group of survivors. So, Dawn of the Dead as part of a mall group as part of a series of zombie shows. I like it. Picking nits for you.
Can you blow up a propane tank with a... by shooting it?
I mean, we can find out. 4th of July is going to be lit. If you're listening to this 3 months from now and you read about two men blowing themselves up with a propane tank by shooting it with a flare, yes, of course that would work. Why would that not work? A flare and a bullet. Like, that's going to work. You just have to pierce the propane tank and get fire by it. It's going to blow up.
Okay.
It's not like a cigarette into it would work, but they didn't do
that. That's
true. Actually, yeah, no, there's
not
enough.
So what's yours then?
Picking nits would be, why the fuck did they not find a way to get Andy food better than using a stupid dog through his trap door? You're a mall. I know you have a remote control, like, plane in there.
Yeah.
I know this is before drones, but there were helicopters. You could have gave him a fucking sandwich.
Yeah.
You had an archery sporting goods store in there. There was bows. Put a fucking arrow on a string and shoot some sandwich to that motherfucker. Save Andy. He's one of the best characters in the movie, and you barely saw him. And then when I watched that vignette, I got sad for him. I wanted him to go see his little daughter.
Yeah.
You know? He just wants to own a gun shop and shoot people in the head. And he was Vin Rames' friend. He kept beating him at chess. I'm sad. Now I'm sad. Andy was a great character.
You can't be sad.
I'm sad about all the people Ty Burrell killed.
God damn it. I don't have my phone.
Just so everyone's clear, this is satire. Everything we do here is satire, but no, he really...
He cleaned house, eh?
So what are your final thoughts on the remake of Dawn of the Dead?
My final thoughts?
Yeah.
It's top 3 zombie movies ever.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah. I love it. It's one of my all-time favorite movies.
It's a must for any horror person.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, you're stupid. And you've made poor life choices to this point that you need to rectify. And
you're just giving someone that extra reason to tell you to fuck off.
Me? Or you know what?
The person not watching this.
You know what? You don't get to watch it. You don't get to. If you haven't seen it at this point, you don't get to watch it.
They're going to take it down.
Banned. I'll come to your house and fight you. I'm legit.
He is. He smacked a guy.
I'll smack a guy. I'll punch him. I'll fight Ty Burrell. Get in the cage, Ty. No weapons. You don't get to murder me the way you did your entire family.
Where's my phone? It's been right there the whole time. Ty who?
Ty Burrell. So, I think for me, it works on a lot of levels because the character development happens throughout the movie organically, as opposed to let's front load everything. The first 35 minutes of this movie is nothing but slowly moving to making us pretend we care about the characters. Like, you don't have to explain to me why I care about the characters. You don't have to over speak it to me. You don't have to beat me over the head with it. All right. You just have to start the movie with a zombie eating somebody's neck in front of someone that clearly loves them, and now I'm invested in that character, okay? Did you actually Google?
I'm looking it up. Ty Burrell killer. pathology. Herman Capshaw Law and Order fandom.
Yeah, no, he murdered. Yeah, no, he killed the guy who invented, who made the show Law and Order too. He killed him.
I'm sure.
With a knife. What movie? What movie are we covering next? It's your choice. I picked Dawn of the Dead. You picked The Void before that. It's your choice. Dealer's choice next.
Let's or do you want to surprise him?
We're gonna surprise him.
Yep.
All right. That just means Tom didn't have one ready.
Yep. He just put me on the spot.
I did not. I told you it'd be your turn.
Where are we at? Would you remake this? No.
But we're done. We're done.
We're
man.
Done.
Yeah, we covered it.
We got it.
20-minute episode. People don't want to be here very long unless we're doing watch-alongs, you know? Mm. People got stuff to do.
You guys got shit to do.
Yeah, so I'm at Funny Libertarian with only one N in funny. He's
One O-M-S-C.
He don't really tweet.
I pimp my stuff out there sometimes.
Sometimes, man. He'll be like, he'll fire out his music. Good music, though. Always does our trailers. Does a great job with them. Oh, yeah. Suplex City Limits.
Yep.
Podcast channel. I mean, obviously, if you're listening to this, you're probably listening to it on the podcast channel, so we don't even need to really, like, plug Jim and Tyler.
We should still do it.
Fuck them.
You could still send them your dick pics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're at PPVT2. All right? Is that it? Yeah. Or PPV Take 2?
PP on me.
You find us on Twitter.
Find us on Twitter.
The Twitter machines. We're running polls all the time. I usually have...
Wait, us on Twitter? What's our handle?
Yeah.
TLFHpod.
TLFHpod.
Yep.
We're so bad at this.
We need someone. Where's our PA? Where's our naked PA?
All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, thanks again to Jim and Tyler and everybody else at the Suplex City Limits channel family. They got like five shows on there. The Old Man Metal Podcast, the Old Car Podcast, their flagship show. Jim's probably doing something where he's watching old wrestling matches.
Yeah.
I think Tom's got a one-man show on there where he just slaps his belly for an hour, going naked belly slaps. All right.
All right.
No, but Ty Burrell is a dangerous man.